Kia ora koutou katoa, mālo elele, it's Anahila Ganongata Asusu ki the Labour List MP based in Papakura and Tāmaki. Welcome to Well with Anahila. Well, today we have got two wonderful leaders in Tāmaki and Glen Innes. We're going to share some of the things they are going to do, and they actually are living in Glen Innes. So the group that we've got today is the Koru Group. The two people that we are speaking with today is Tracy Wakefield. So Tracy is the director at Tāmaki Community Development Trust, and Surrogate Diaz, a family worker at Tāmaki Community Trust. I'll just read a little short background into Tracy and Surrogate, and then we'll involve them in our conversation today. So they are both a HEART, which is a group that stands for Healthy Relationships in Tāmaki, Change Agents, Leaders in the Community, and we're core to the establishment and growth of the Koru Group. Tracy Wakefield is a counsellor who also supports the running of a group on suicide prevention. She has worked in the community for over 4 years and sits on the advisory group of the HEART movement. Surrogate has lived in Tāmaki community for over 25 years and raised her family in the area, from holding a position at New Zealand Post for most of her life. She moved about 4 years back to work in the community. She's doing an insights gathering currently on the role of women support groups for empowerment and growing the ability to deal with life. Both Tracy and Surrogate were among the core group of women who started the Koru Group just over 2 years back. So I'll give you a background into this. I was at McDonald's in Glen Innes, and I was just about to leave, and one of the women in the group said to me, "You look familiar." And then we sparked up a conversation. I introduced them to the Well with Anahila program, and that's where we are today. I just want to welcome Tracy and Surrogate to the Well with Anahila program, and thank you very much for agreeing to be with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Kia ora. So I have information about the Koru Group, but that probably best if I let you guys talk about the Koru Group. Do you think that could be
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so shall we start with you, Tracy, and then Surrogate, or whichever way you feel comfortable. Yeah, so tell us about the Koru Group.
Kia ora, Anahila. This is Surrogate.
Yep.
For me, the Koru Group is a place that I can go and be myself.
Mm.
I can go and encourage other women to, you know, just share their stories about their life.
Mm.
But most importantly, know that for them to know that it's confidential.
Mm.
And, you know, what they say in the group stays in the group.
Mm.
And another thing that's important to me is that there's realization in the group that they're not alone.
Mm.
And that we share, sometimes as being a wife and a mother and a friend, we share the same stories.
Mm. Mm.
And it's quite often that we feel that we're alone in our community and isolate ourselves. And I think it's that fear of sharing in a group that we are going to be judged.
Mm.
So that's what I like about the Koru Group. And every time that we meet, there's always that, you know, there's always that tikanga, that stipulation that what we say in the group stays in the group.
Mm.
That it's, you know, it's really tapu. It's sacred what we share.
Mm.
And
mm.
also the fact that really that we're not alone. That's the most important thing for me.
Oh, that sounds great. So, Surrogate, how long have you been part of the Koru Group?
I'd say from its inception for the last 2 years, but I think this year it's our third year.
So it's the third year.
Yeah.
So how did the group come about?
So the group came about, so there used to be a group that was for men and women to talk mm-hmm. about how their relationships. But the decision was made that it'd be good for a space just for women, so women would feel more comfortable with sharing and talking about things that are really personal to them without feeling judged or talked over or, mm. or being afraid to talk about certain things. So we decided to run that here at the Trust, and then we decided to move it to a cafe so it was more informal and comfortable for everyone.
Mm. Yeah. And you, Tracy, how did you get involved with the Koru Group?
Well, look, I've been involved in HEART in lots of different levels. I had been wanting to do something that was around women and empowerment and building self-esteem, and talking to Nandita, who's the project lead for the HEART movement, we both decided that the Kōrero group was a really good way to do that.
So for those of us who don't know the HEART movement, so it's Healthy Relationships and Tāmaki, and that's been established over a few years. So can you share a bit about that? Because if there are people in Tāmaki who are listening, maybe it would be beneficial for them to know the group that, that's around, and that they can come and join, or how they can do that.
Yeah, so the HEART movement is a community-led project around reducing family violence, but more from a strengths-based side, so around building the good stuff that we want, so the healthy relationships. And then any woman can come along to the Kōrero group, so it's every Friday during school terms, and at the moment at the McDonald's in Glen Innes. So every Friday at 10:30 in the morning, and everyone who comes gets a free hot drink. So,
So what are the good things you've been involved, Surrogate, for since its inception, going on to 3 years now? What have been the feedback from other women about being part of the program?
Well, something that's really fantastic that's come out of the Kōrero group just this year is that we all... We celebrated International Women's Day in March, and what that meant was that we led on no budget, and it was really all the community women coming together. In our group, we tried to learn how to make sewing bags, but using them as a gift bag, and then also other members in our community providing little gifts like soap and perfume, and it was all put into this gift bag, and some of the women making puti puti out of flax flowers that were given as gifts as well. And the most inspirational part of that was a woman in Tāmaki actually shared their life stories, and community violence, family violence. You know, we didn't know what they were going to talk about, and it was women from our group. But the fantastic thing about it was that it all connected, and it was all they. Really opened their lives to us, and there were women in the audience that actually connected with them, and so it was so powerful to see that. So the just the coming together of, you know, if we think about what we want to do and come together as a community and woman, it, you know, things happen, and it was just amazing. And how you also uplift
each other.
We used the Tāmaki community, Tāmaki College students there. They did the catering, and just amazing to share all our resources together. I was just overwhelmed with the stories, and then having after everyone shared their stories. We had just like a group conversation, or women started to talk about their lives, and that's what it showed for me, is that there was no judgment, and it just opens up. Our groups just grew from that, I'd say, and it was invitation to women outside our community as well. So that was good, seeing other women there that could share with us. And it wasn't celebrity people, it was just everyday women.
That's really fantastic, because that's also one of the things about this program, Well with Anahila, is about just your everyday woman talking about what they do every day in your community. So in terms of the people that came, were they people that you see on the streets or at the shopping centre and you never actually spoke to them? Is there any situations where that happened? And then now they're part of the group, you notice they're more in the community.
Our group at that time was say about 8 to 10 strong women that came every week, And then these were just everyday women, because we made posters. That's how some of them came, because they recognised us in the poster.
Oh, right, yes.
They wanted to know why we were doing this and what it was all about. So, and that was a main thing for me, was that they saw us, recognised who we were, and, we're going to come along to this and see what they're doing. Yeah, and this was just women that you do see every day, but not in our group. That was the main, that was the awesome pull for us, is that. And I think that it was on Facebook, so that, those that they could see us on Facebook as well, but I think they were intrigued as to what we were doing. Plus, we were in this big, fancy Te Oro building. Which, for some of us in the community think, I can't go there. But, they just come in and had a look and brought their children. Some of them brought their children. Yeah. So I think that was important.
That's really interesting, because that place, Te Oro, was built for the community.
I know.
And it's good to hear that you're now using it as your own place, as your place in the community.
And that's because we've built up a really good relationship with the manager there.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Tracy? You met anyone in the program that you've seen on the streets before and didn't say hello, but now you do?
Well, that's the really great thing about having it in a public place, is we see people that just walk past and we can invite them over to the group, like we did you. And there's always someone, you've seen before, but you haven't talked to them for a while, and you might see them walk past and you can bring them into the group and re-establish those relationships. So, I think it's a really comfortable thing for people to do. It doesn't feel like going to some kind of program or, having to go see a counsellor. It's actually just what we'd normally do, sitting as women chatting about things that are going on in our lives.
Yeah, and what was interesting about your group is that we're not just a group of Tongan women sitting there, or a group of Maori women sitting there, or a group of Indian women. It was a mixture of women from the community represented around that table.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one thing I found interesting about the group, and I thought, I was on my way to the radio station, to this radio station, when I didn't ask. So even though I was late, I felt like it was important that I needed to sit down and have a cordial about the group. Yeah, so tell us what else. Most of the women we talk with on the program, they talk about what they do themselves in terms of for their well-being. Some women share their spiritual well-being. They go for walks maybe you could share what you guys do outside of the group.
Well, there's lots of things I do outside of the group. There's just one other thing I wanted to say about the group that's really important to me, is I love that I come to the group just as all the other women, so we're all on the same level. So for me, it's part of my self-care and my well-being to turn up to the group, and I get a huge amount out of it and miss it when I'm not there. So, so it's important to my well-being, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And that was you, Tracy. Yeah, you both sound sort of similar on the phone. So just for the listeners out there, this is Well with Anahila. I have Tracy Wakefield and Surrogate Diaz on the phone, and we can't see each other face to face, and I think they sound similar. So we're just having a conversation about the Koru group in Tāmaki that came out of the Heart Movement, and I'm just asking them about questions of the benefits. We've heard about the benefits of the group, meeting as a group of women, but now we're getting to the their own, what they do outside of the group. Yeah, so anything else happening in Tāmaki, ladies?
Well, for me, on a Monday, we also have another group that meets. It's called Monday Boost.
Oh, Monday Boost, yeah.
And that's open to any woman that want to come along. They can bring their children if they want to. And it's just to sit, relax, share their stories, and learn. So we may do a bit of cooking. We may do a bit of, we're looking at gardening at our local community garden down at Coral Ave. And this week, I think, this week we're doing recycling. So we're getting one of the recyclers to come in and talk to, show us how recycling actually looks, because it's quite confusing what goes in the blue bin and what goes in the red bin.
That's right, yeah.
And at the moment, I think a lot of us are guilty of everything goes in the red bin.
Yeah, so, and where does the Monday Boost group meet?
That's here at our office in number 4A Court Crescent, Panmure. So we're very lucky that we share we've got a big facility that we share with our community. And so women can come along and just be what they want to be. And that's sort of something that at the moment I attend, I'm in my third year of a four-year degree with Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. And so and my interest at the moment, what I'm looking into, is what brings women to groups.
Yes.
What, you know, what, and coming from my own perspective, I can write from that, but it's just getting insight from women as to what intrigues them, what brings them along to the groups, and what they learn, and what keeps them coming back every week. Because like programs, parenting programs, a lot of whānau, they come because they have to come. But from that program, that's where Monday Boost came from, was that women wanted to continue to meet with each other, bring their children and just share their stories and share their knowledge. And for me, that's what I like. Cooking is my passion. And although I can cook, none of my children are very good. And so that's something I reflect on, and then I realise that I need to share my knowledge. Although my children watch me, they just didn't take any notice. But so that's my passion, and I like to share with women, especially if it's going to help them with their budget and save them money.
So what time on Monday does the Monday Boost meet?
Monday Boost starts from about 9:30 to 11:30. And just depending on the woman, sometimes they want to stay a bit longer and may leave at 12:30 because they'll share lunch and just want to stay here. So eventually we have to take them home. And we can pick them up.
Yeah, you can. You pick them up. Oh, that's cool. So let me know when the cooking and the gardening happens, because I'm really interested in that. I'm not quite sure about recycling. I need to learn a lot more about that.
Oh, it is. That is very confusing. And, if it's going to cost us money in the future, we need to learn how to do it properly.
Definitely. You know, there's in Parliament there, the restaurant in Parliament, or where we call the cafe, it's called Copperfields. And they used to, we think we were doing the planet a favour. After we eat, we go and take our own plate, and there's the bins there for recycling, or the, you know, it has all the labels, but we sometimes get confused about where to put things. So now when you go into the kitchen, it says, just leave your plates at the table, we will clear them for you. And I went and asked him, and I said, well, I thought we were doing everyone a favour in the kitchen by clearing our plates. And they said, oh, it's because of recycling, because people don't really know what to put in which bin. So at the end of the day, somebody in the kitchen actually goes through the bin and and puts them in the right bin. So for them, that was more time-consuming for them to do that than actually having everybody to take their plates. So I know what you're talking about, recycling. People just don't know which part to recycle, and then they just end up putting everything in the red bin, like you see.
And it's not from ignorance. It's just, they just don't know. Did you know that on you know, when you see the paper cups or the coffee cups, some of them underneath the lid is actually plastic. So you can't.
Oh, right.
So it's that kind of thing. Someone tells you that, so it's not ignorance. It's just there's so much to know about
recycling,
acceptable and what's not.
Oh, that's great. So we've got the Koro group for women conversation at 10:30 at McDonald's. And then we've got the Monday Boost group at 9:30 to 11:30 on a Monday. I know that there's they're talking about a walkway, and is that walkway up yet around
Pamure?
Pamure, yeah.
I think it's halfway. It's up by Tamaki, the football fields now. Mm-hmm. They're still completing it because they've put the toilet facilities there as well. So mm-hmm. that's great. And they're still completing it.
Yeah, I think that's... we had Maria Meredith here before, and she talked about that.
Oh, yes.
Some of the things that she does is she takes her dog for a walk, and that she's hoping that the pathway, new pathway, will be completed so she could, utilise that a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, the face of Tamaki is changing.
It is, so it definitely is. So do you think it's changing... How do you think the direction of the change is going to...
Well, for me, it's going to bring a lot of people into our area.
Mm.
And how's the infrastructure going to cope with that? Because we're not coping right now.
Mm. Yeah.
With roads closed and more cars in the area.
Mm.
You have to plan about... You have to add on 15 minutes if you want to go down the road.
Oh, really?
Especially on the peak hour times. Yeah, between 3 and 5, please stay away because you're going to be inundated with traffic.
Okay. Because do you think that... you see, Wellington City is... I think it's a really good walking city. At Wellington Central, anyway. Do you think Tamaki could be a place, or Glen Innes could be a place, and Pemua, that walking could be encouraged, or no?
I think you're right. Walking can be encouraged.
Mm.
Because, the new walkway and the streets, they're pretty easy. There's no major hills.
Mm. Mm.
And some of the views are amazing. So.
Yeah. Soon Tamaki's going to be the place to be.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So often there are community meetings being called. Do you go to attend community meetings if the council calls it, or is that something that, for me, I'm Tongan, I used to see notices that says Pacific Whanau. And I used to think, oh, gosh, another Pacific Whanau, no, I'm not going.
But,
yeah. But then the people that actually turn up to the meeting, their voices are the ones that's taken, and that's what people base their information on. So do you attend those meetings? Is that valuable, or if you do attend?
I had in the past. I haven't recently, like this year. And what I found is that the narrative was still the same. So it was all the same. There wasn't different stories that were being... And that was really to do with TRC, Tamaki Regeneration Company, and to do with what was happening with Housing New Zealand Home, or, well, Tamaki Home, Housing Homes, and that how they would be, slowly demolished, and I understand because, some of them are over 50 years old and they're just not up to scratch, and it was easier to pull them down and rebuild. And so that story has stayed the same because we're one of the biggest housing development in Auckland. We're one of the biggest, and so there was 2,800 homes belong to Tamaki Housing, and where they will be replaced with 7,500. So there's a big build.
That definitely is. Yeah, it is. And I did visit the office in Pamua and had a chat with them about what they're doing. TRC. I think what I liked about the conversation with them is that most of the people that work with the community lives in the community.
Yeah.
So that's is that a good thing?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing, and we try as much as we can to get families to come to meetings so that they can share their stories and have their say. Because, like you said, otherwise you have the same people making the same decisions. Yeah.
Mm. All right, ladies, we're almost out of time. I'll give you guys... Yeah, I know, so time just went so quickly. But you can come back. You're welcome to come back for us to have another kōrero about whatever's happening in Tāmaki, and I'll make my best to attend the koru group on Friday morning at 10:30 or Monday morning. I'll see if I can fit it in the next couple of weeks. But anyway, give us a minute each. Say your name so we can differentiate the both of you. Anything you'd like to share about how you keep well in Tāmaki. Let's start with Tracy.
Yeah, hi. So meeting lots of different people is really great for helping me keep well and being connected to lots of people. I also really enjoy painting, I've also recently discovered a passion for vintage fashion, so I like dressed up sometimes. Yeah. So that's a fun little creative outlet that I have that's quite different.
And thank you, Tracy. And Circuit?
For me, my well-being is actually going to see my grandchildren, who fortunately live close in Helensville. So that's really dear to my heart, is catching up with my grandchildren. But another thing I like doing is mixing with the women that are in our program, and also with the women that I work with. Mixing with them, and especially their children. We have a lot to do with their children. I suppose that... if we can get them to church, you know, just to come along for some fellowship at church, or even just to go and share with them something cooking in their homes. That's what I like to do. That just lifts my spirit.
Thank you, sharing is
really important for our whānau, how they share their homes with us. You know, they invite us into their homes, and you know, next time we're sitting there and they're calling you an auntie or a nana. Those are the real special things that I like, that lifts my spirit.
Kia ora.
Thank you, Anna.
Oh, thank you very much, Tracy and Circuit. Now, I'm going to have you back, Tracy, so you can talk about your vintage style and your painting, and we'll have you back, Circuit, so you can talk about all the whānau, new whānau that you've met in Tāmaki and your grandchildren. I got mokos too, and that good to be able to just go and enjoy their company and be with them and then leave them with their parents.
Yeah,
unfortunately we have to talk to their parents sometimes. But
I know, I feel you.
But thank you very much for being part of the kōrero today and well with Anahila. You both have a great week, and we'll catch up. I will definitely come back, and we'll talk about some other things that you guys are doing out there in Tāmaki. So enjoy your afternoon. Well, that was well with Anahila, and I think what I can take from the conversation between Tracy, myself, and Circuit, it is about the relationship, the engagement, meeting with other women of the community, and just talking about what's happening in their day-to-day lives. And I think that's what I've got from the conversation with Tracy and Circuit. I'm going to make my best efforts to try and make the group, the Koru group, on a Friday morning, 10:30 at McDonald's in Glen Innes. If you're out there on a Friday morning feeling you need to just hang with a couple of ladies, come on over and join the kōrero group, or a Monday boost with the ladies at 4 Court Crescent in Pāmua. And that was well with Anahila today. Have a great evening. Take time to just be with yourself, because it's an opportunity just to relax. Thank you very much. It's Anahila Kanunga Tā Suisuiki, Labour List MP based in Papakura in Tāmaki. Ka kite anō.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.